If you're tired of waking up every damn morning to a new conspiracy theory, you're in good company. For a while, these things amuse me. But, you know, after a few years and 1,000 bogus theories, the joke is stale, even if the theories are new. Take the latest. Egg prices are the result of a collaboration between the chicken feed companies and the chicken farmers. Now, I suspect Doc Fauci has something to do with it, and possibly the Chinese, which might explain the egg-shaped observation balloon that more than likely was spewing chemtrails that sterilized hens below, or at least aborted the eggs. Or, well, add your own and post it on whatever social media platform you've dedicated yourself to. People must be bored to death, all I can figure, to sit around dreaming up this stuff out of thin air. The folks who repost and retweet, I guess it's like gossip. Who cares if it's true? Better to spread the rumor that Ginny Randolph's kid impregnated the Simpson girl. There's a meanness to these conspiracies, a willingness to think the absolute worst about one another. Well, everyone else, anyway. And a deep-seated paranoia that someone, or some company, or some politician, or some government is pulling all the strings that make life miserable for the rest of us. The Wizard of Oz is behind the curtain, chuckling maniacally as he pulls the wool over our incredibly gullible eyes. And he's a mean son of a bitch. It may well be that somewhere in a bunker beneath Belarus, or up in an attic over in Hoboken, some yahoo spews this stuff out 24/7 for his or her own amusement, drops it on the internet as clickbait, and waits to see what goes viral or not. They may even be making money off this. Advertisers always happy to help if it will help sell their products. I suspect the chicken feed company might be writing these tweets themselves, pumping up their feed price. Chicken feed, chicken shit, it's all the same now.